Blackstone presents A Deadly Web by Jean M. Downs. This book is read by Kate Redding. 1. I was dozing in front of the fire while a storm raged outside. March in my adopted English home can be delightfully warm and sunny, with spring flowers abounding. It can also produce weather as nasty as weather can get, cold and grey, with that revolting precipitation that the weathermen back home in Indiana used to call wintry mix. Rain, sleet, and snow, driven by furious winds, made my snug 17th-century house a blessed refuge. Add a large mutt asleep on the hearthrug, two cats sharing my squashy chair, and a bulky, comfortable husband nodding on the sofa, and not even the occasional crash of sleet thrown against the windows could keep me awake. Alan's mobile pinged loudly. "Drat," he said, as he struggled awake. "Probably a telemarketer." He pulled the phone out of his pocket, patted a couple of buttons, and then turned on the floor lamp beside him, the afternoon having darkened early in the dreadful weather. "Now who on earth?" "Oh, I don't believe it. Lucy, of all people." I yawned and sat up a little straighter, disturbing Samantha, who indicated her displeasure with a full-throated Siamese yowl. "Who's Lucy?"
"My great-niece. Well, not officially. Her grandmother, Jennifer, was Helen's dearest friend, so Helen and I became honorary aunt and uncle to Jennifer's daughter, Susan, and the relationship passed on to Susan's girl, Lucy. Lucy, I can't remember her surname at the moment. I haven't seen her in years. Susan and her husband moved to Ashford when Lucy was 7 or 8, so she went to school there, and then moved with her family to America when Lucy was 11 or 12. Susan kept in touch for a while, but then she and her husband were killed in a plane crash. Lucy wrote to me when that happened, but that must have been 7 or 8 years ago. Since then, there's only been a card or two marking milestones in her life."
Helen was Alan's first wife, dead some years before I, newly widowed and newly moved to England, met him on a Christmas Eve in Shearbury Cathedral, our magnificent neighbour. A friendship rapidly developed into
Sample complete. Ready to continue?